Welcome to Midweek Service provided by the Church Sound Podcast. This is our version of tech news with your host, Prentice Thompson. Have you ever wondered, how do I mic a drum set, or what about getting audio to my live stream? We're here for you. This is tech news, new product reviews, and everything you need to know about what you need to know. Welcome to Midweek Service. Well, look who's back. You made it. Part five. Top five questions I get from small churches. Now, the thing is, with small churches, we know that you're dealing with a budget. And I'll save this for the last. I have a mobile device. We don't got cameras. You ain't got no switch. We got none of that. I got an extra phone. And we sit in the sanctuary. And it is sound horrible. You know, it sounds disgusting. I don't understand it. Let me tell you what you gotta do, eh? What you gotta do is get the audio in your live stream, guy. Yeah? You wanna learn something today? Let's go. All right, so now I'm back to being me. All right, so no matter what program you use on your mobile device, the key is to get audio into your mobile device. Now, how do you do that? There are a couple of ways you can do it. Now, there's a product called the iRig. Now, what the iRig does, it plugs directly into your phone or your iPad or whatever your mobile device is, and it allows you to be able to plug your mixer or a microphone directly into your system, into your mobile device. Now, I will probably say, if you're going from a mixer, I will say the iRig Stream is your best bet because it has RCA inputs, and you can route that directly from your mixer directly into your feed. Great. Another thing you can do, if you're saying, well, listen, that's going to be a long cable because you got to run the cable. It's going to be a long cable. What can you do? You can use a wireless microphone. You can do that. You can say, all right, we have a wireless microphone we use for our camera. We're going to put the transmitter on the auxiliary and the receiver on the device, on the mobile device, and go directly into with a special cable to go directly into your mobile device. You can do that with the iRig. Same thing. Go directly into your mobile device. So there are many ways to skin a cat, but the way you want to skin the cat is you want to make sure your audio doesn't sound like this. Horrible. Horrible. You want it to sound like this. And from a mobile device, you can't make it sound like this. I would suggest you invest in an iRig Stream 2, or directly out of your mixer, directly into the mobile device. Now, that is the best advice I can give you. No matter what program you use, you want to be able to send your clean audio into the device. Now, here's the second caveat. The second caveat is that you have to come out of your auxiliary. If you're not sure what an auxiliary is, look at some of our back episodes where I explain an auxiliary. But to capsulize it, it allows you to have a separate mix from your front of house mix that goes directly to your device or your live stream feed or your church production feed or your whatever you're sending it to. DVD recording, see, whatever you're sending it to, you have a separate mix. Why is that important? Because it allows you to have total control over both areas, inside your sanctuary and to your audience who's watching you digitally. So, can you get great audio into a mobile device? Yes, you can. That's how you do it. So, if you want to get one for yourself, hit the link. Takes you directly to where you can buy it right now. So, This concludes part 5 of the top 5 questions. I'll be back next week with a review of something that's very, 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 very cool that just dropped. So stay right there. I'm going to say it like I always say. What do I say? Can you say it with me? I will see you in the Matrix.